welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Brother John Brown will be along with us reading tract number 109, Eternal Life is a Free Gift. He'll be along with that in just a few minutes. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter comes to us from Louisiana. Dear Fellowship Tract League, I received this gospel tract at my friend's funeral. This tract was a great inspiration and blessing to me at that time. It was a reminder of all the things that the Lord has done for us, knowing that we are all sinners. It also opened my eyes to the fact that we can not know how much time we have left in this life, and I now trust in Jesus, your friend in Christ, Patricia.
This letter from Eve, she writes, I would like to tell you about my life before I was saved, that I found out that there was a better way to live. I used to be on drugs. I was in the street morning and night and lost without God. For all the days, I never knew God. Then one day, a lady on the street called out and said, I want you to hear something. And she was that God loved me and told me that he died on the cross for my sins. She says, at the time, I did not listen, but she gave me a tract. And one day, I read the tract, and my life has never been the same since. Now I live for the Lord, doing my calling out on the street, the same street that I lived on for many years on drugs, this street. I now go and tell some of the people that I know that are still on drugs that Jesus is the answer.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is John Brown with the Fellowship Tract League. Today I'm going to be reading tract number 109, and it is titled, Eternal Life is a Free Gift, and on the front is a picture of a gift box. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the full price for the salvation of your soul. He gave himself for our sins, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus, the Son of God, loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2, verse 20b. Now, because by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, there remains no price for us to pay. Hebrews 9, verse 12b. We are justified freely by his grace. Romans 3, verse 24a. It is finished. John 19, verse 30b. Doing good works cannot save you. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 9. God hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9b. The Bible, God's Word, says, As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 10. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. Sin is the problem, and even belonging to a church will not take it away. Jesus Christ himself said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3b. As the Bible says, Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 3, verse 28. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2, verse 8. You cannot take your chances. The Bible says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9, verse 27. You really don't know for sure how much time is left of your life, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. James 4, verse 14. You cannot save yourself. The Bible says, Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, Galatians 2, verse 16a. It also says, We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64, verse 6a. Salvation is free to all. The Bible says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10, verse 13. The Bible says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1, verse 15b. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, 1 Peter 3, verse 18a. If you do not get saved, the Bible says, And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, Revelation 14, verse 11a. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6, verse 23a. This death is more than just physical death, it is an eternal burning. The Bible says, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, verse 8. How you can be saved? The Bible calls for repentance towards God, Acts 20, verse 21b. Repentance is a change of heart which causes you to turn toward God and away from your present way of life. Accept the Bible facts that you are guilty as a sinner before Him and you are unable to deliver yourself from the punishment of hell, which is due you because of your sin. The Bible also calls for faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21b. Faith is putting complete trust in Jesus Christ as your only means of clearing your guilt and delivering your soul from the punishment of hell. The Bible says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16, verse 31a. If you will receive Jesus Christ into your heart by trusting Him to save your soul, you will become a son of God and spend eternity in heaven. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. God promises He will save you if you will trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. Please accept the free gift of eternal life God is offering you. If you will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please pray with all your heart. Dear God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I am sorry for my sins, and I now trust the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. I now take Him as my Lord and Savior. I ask for eternal life that He paid for with His own blood. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have prayed a prayer like this after hearing this gospel track, we would love to hear from you. And again, if you would like to order this track, it has been track number 109, titled Eternal Life is a Free Gift. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?